This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Lauren, who cuts my hair, told me as she was chopping away one day that she was holding in her hand a $1,000 pair of shears. To me, they look like scissors, but who knew they were so dear? We sometimes ask musicians about the instruments they choose, but what about everyone else? So we've started a series that starts today called Pro Tool, featuring people with strong opinions about the tools they use in their work. Now, here's the inspiration for this. Lauren Popper, hairstylist extraordinaire in Short Hills, New Jersey.
The actual most important tool in my line of work is my shear. Scissors, shear, but shear actually is the proper word. I feel like I will spend what I have to spend, which is usually either a Japanese shear or a German shear. They are the best. They range anywhere from $200 up to $1,000. So normally I kind of stay in the $200 to $400 range.
So you're not going over to the dollar store to get scissors.
You will see the difference. You will hear the difference in a haircut because they'll clank. Not like, you know, you're cutting a hedge or something. You hear that clanking. They're not supposed to do that. You won't have a clean line. And like, I've tried that, obviously, to save money, and there's no way that I will use a scissor like that, a shear like that.
Tell me about the greatest set of shears you've ever had.
Okay, so I have a set of shears called Nick, N-I-C. I bought them in 1977 for $175. And somebody was sharpening my scissors a couple years ago, and they're like, oh my God, these are like vintage. I'll give you $1,000 for them. And I'm thinking, hell no, they got to be worth a lot more than that. So I'm like, no, I'll keep them. But they are actually my favorite scissors. And I still have them. And they still cut beautiful. It's like the old stuff sometimes. It's worth saving. Like, you know, when I take them home every night, I guard them with my life. Because I'm like, if I lose, I have like 8 pairs. So if I lose them, look what I have to reinvest. I just forget about it, you know?
Well, it'll be thousands,
I just won't eat for a week or two if I have to, like, you know.
So, all right, when I come get a really special haircut, I'll talk to you in advance, and you got to whip out the Nick's for
me. Oh, I will. Right? Let me tell you something. We'll close the salon for that. We'll have a whole, yes.
Dave gets the Nick haircut.
You get it. Are you kidding me? Absolutely.
Lauren Popper, hairstylist at La Maison Salon and Spa in Short Hills, New Jersey. We're going to accumulate pictures, stories, and other multimedia about the pros and their tools at marketplace.org. If you are a pro with a tool you hold dear, let us know for future stories.